Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back, 17 till, my favorite blues man. I'm Jim Blasingame. Glad you're with me. Jim Cantarucci is here. I'm glad he's here, too. He's the author of Personal Brilliance. His website is mypersonalbrilliance.com. And what's that other one, Jim?
ELCircle.com. Lifelong Leadership. ELCircle.com.
So check it out. You got a lot of videos and a lot of things that
Video
you
Video lessons take you through an entire development process. So check it out. And a lot of writing about what we're talking about.
So, folks, take advantage of the things that Jim has. I know you got some free stuff there. I know you charge for some of it. But, folks, whatever Jim does is top shelf, I promise you. Jim, wrap it up for us. We're talking about talking to our employees, finding out what their engagement level is, trying to get them more engaged, trying to help them to be successful. You know, Jim, I came up with some aggregation ideas a while back, and one of them was what I call the third, Jim Blasingame's third law of aggregation, and that is to aggregate your success, or to find your success, I should say, by aggregating the success of the people on your team.
That's what it's all about.
Which is another way of saying servant leadership. And, in other words, subordinating your own success to the point where all you do is help other people be successful, and because you're their leader, all that success aggregates through them to you.
There's no question.
Go ahead. So let me sum up
with some questions for everybody. You know what people care about. The question is, are you providing it every minute? Here's one thing. I want full commitment from my boss. Do you really care about them? And key, do they know it?
Yeah.
Second, they're going to say, am I growing? Do you contribute to each person's growth? Are you helping them accomplish more than they thought they could? Another key. The third thing that they're thinking from an engagement standpoint, I understand. So are you clear and, most importantly, consistent in all of your words and actions? Do you explain when it might appear otherwise as you work the system to get things done and support your team? They need to understand the machinations of what you're doing as a leader, and you can do that with these conversations. They also need to feel that I'm supported. So do you have their back always? And you can if you know what having their back means because you've talked to them. The last thing that I want to feel as an engaged employee is I'm valued. So are ideas fully nurtured? Are accomplishments noted? Are you taking those ideas and fleshing them out for people? Do you make them feel valued? Focusing on these questions can help your team accomplish your strategy and then also results in great engagement from your team, which is the law of aggregation that you invented, that you're referring to,
right.
And you'll reap that success.
And don't, you know, I had a shock one day when I realized that my wife actually could not read my mind. And sometimes I think business owners have that same thing to happen to them when they realize that what they thought their employees should be able to read their mind. I mean, my goodness, they're right here where I am. They see everything I see. They show up every day like they actually want to be here. Surely they know what I know. They think what I think, and that's a big shock.
That's exactly right, Jim.
It's a dangerous presumption to make, isn't it?
It is, and I think the reason for not doing these conversations is that you're scared that it's required that you have all the answers as a leader, and that's just not true. It's a coaching discussion. It's a back and forth. You're going to learn from each other, so don't be afraid to do this. It's part of your job as a leader, just like dealing with the finances is part of your job and marketing is part of your job. This is part of your job. Do it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Jim, I got about a minute. Last thoughts on this.
Well, I think, again, let's recap. Don't be afraid to do this. Let's build a plan. It's a series of discussions over time. It could happen in the hallway. It doesn't have to be really formal. But really find out what the career development plans are and make sure that you make the point that you don't need to be promoted here to get ahead. There are many ways where you can create value
for a
staff member.
That's a big thing in a small business because sometimes there's not a lot of promotion room.
Right. But if I allow you to do more, if I trust you more with the key components of our business, that's just like getting a promotion. So point those things out and make sure that those are part of the plan as well.
And folks, when Jim talked earlier about making them feel safe and supporting them, go back to what I've said many times before and employ the term, what did we learn? When they mess up, don't yell at them. Don't fuss at them. Say, what did we learn? That's a big part of support, isn't it, Jim?
It's much easier to react appropriately when you have all the context. And because of these conversations, you're going to know where it's coming from.
Right.
And you're going to know whether it's a I blew it or I really screwed up because I don't care. You'll
Jim,
know
thanks
difference.
For being here. Good job today, as always. Come back again real soon.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks, Jim.
Jim Cantarucci, ladies and gentlemen. Personal Brilliance is his book. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.